loves serving Jesus. He is so worthy to be glorified. I mean, that's what we should all be about. We should get excited about serving God. And really, we don't give up a whole lot because we get heaven. I mean, if you're born again here tonight, you get heaven. You know when the last breath that you breathe that you'll be in the arms of Jesus. And I think, you know, that's all worth it. And I just want to make the rest of my time on this earth. I wish I would have gotten the game earlier. Really, it's not a game, but I wish I would have got into ministry earlier because Jesus is worth it. And it just took me a while to figure that out. But I'm grateful. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter number 1. That's Joshua chapter number 1. And if you're able, please stand for the reading of God's Word. We're going to start in verse number 1. It says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give to them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in and possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. And to the Reubenites and the Gadites and to the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren, armed all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you. And they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for this conference. And I pray, God, that you would stir our hearts, Lord, to do more to get the gospel to the world. That you would stir our hearts to do more to fulfill what you have commanded us to do. The church, you've commanded us to get the gospel to the world. And I pray that through your word tonight that you would stir our hearts in that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So we see here, where we pick up on the story here, this is a historical event where Moses is now dead. See, this prophecy, God had been saying for more than 400 years that he was going to give the children of Israel this land. He had promised it to them. He promised it to Abraham. He promised it to his offspring all the way. And then he says, this is what we're going to do. And Moses brought them out of Egypt. And at one time, they were at this Jordan River, and they were getting ready to cross over. Moses was going to lead them, but they lacked faith. That's why they weren't able to do it. And so they ended up wandering around 40 years. Moses ended up dying. And now we find out that God is speaking directly to Joshua and saying, I am commissioning you and all the children of Israel to arise and go. He is commissioning them to go and do what that's what he's promised all these years. And so that's where we pick up in this book. And we see here, first of all, the commission in verse number 2. It says, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So he's commissioning them to fulfill what he's been promising. And so now they're getting ready to do it. But notice there's three things that I want you to notice in the commission. First of all, he gives them the authority. In verse number 3, He says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. And that's very important because you can't just normally go into another land and take it, but they have the authority to go and take the land that God has promised. And he's given it to them. He has all authority and he's given it them to go do that. But not only do they have the authorities, he sets boundaries so that they know when the job is done. It says here, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, even under the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and into the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. So he gives them the authority, the boundaries, but then he gives them this very important promise. He says, I will be with you. I will be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And I'm sure Joshua, he's thinking, thank you. I would never want to go anywhere without you. And I know that Rebecca and I would never want to go anywhere without the Lord. And we would never want to go to China, but he's given them that promise that he will never fail them. And so they have the promise. But I see in this, in the book of Joshua here, that there's three things that the children of Israel needed and Joshua needed in order to fulfill the commission that they were calling. First of all, they needed courage. We see that they needed courage in verses 6-9. It says, be strong and have a good courage. Verse number 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. Verse number 9, be strong and have good courage. Well, what is courage? Courage is having more faith than fear. You know, the whole problem with the children of Israel the first time is they had more fear than faith. And that's why they were unable to accomplish what God commissioned them to do. But now he's saying, you need to be strong and you need to be courageous. This is going to be a difficult thing. But I love what God does here. You know, I mean, this is a physical battle that the children of Israel are going to headed towards. But he doesn't tell them to sharpen their weapons. He doesn't tell them to do calisthenics and everyone go through basic training and get ready for the war that way. He tells them one thing. He points them to the Word of God. Because the Word of God is what's going to give them the courage they need. It's going to give them more faith than their fear. And so that's exactly what they need. You know, as they read the story, we know that the Bible is written up to this point. We know that it's in the Ark of the Covenant. We know later in Joshua, they read it to all the children of Israel. Because as you read about the God of the Bible, as you read about what God has done, it gives you faith in him. The reason why we're willing to go to China is because we read about the God in the Bible. We know that he's much bigger than the communist government. We know that he's much bigger than anything that we will face in China. And that's the same thing that you can know, and that's the same thing that the children of Israel can know as well. That no matter what God was going to tell them to do, that he was able to do it. And so they can have the courage that they needed. And so he tells them that they needed courage in order to fulfill the commission that they were called to. But not only do they need, notice how here in verses 7 and 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Think about all that I have done, and that will give you the courage that you need. But they needed courage, but not only... Can we have this land here? And it was agreed that they could have the land, but only on one condition, that they would be willing to cooperate with all the children of Israel, and they would be willing to go over and take the land. Notice how in the passage it says that they had rest. That means they had their houses set up. They had their places for all their animals set up. They had rest. It says, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. But they need to go until everyone has rest, until the job is completed. So they had everything. They could have just stayed on this side of Jordan and everything would have been fine for them. But no, they agreed that they would go over because they needed to cooperate with all the children of Israel. They needed to go and fulfill the commission that God had called them to. And so we see here that they had rest, but they needed to leave their place of rest and go and fulfill the commission that God had called them to. But note, and I love their answer here in verse number 16. It says, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. That's a great answer to say, God, whatever you've commanded us to do, whatever you're asking is us, we will do it. And wherever you tell us to go, we will go. That is a great answer. It should be the answer that every daughter or son of the king should respond to. But so we see that they needed courage in order to fulfill the commission that God had called them to. And they needed cooperation. Everyone must get involved. Even those that already had their rest must be involved in fulfilling the commission that God had called them to. But not only that, they needed continuation. Turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter number 13. Joshua chapter number 13. So realize that Joshua and Caleb, they're the two oldest people there. They were the ones they were the only ones that believed God and said that we can do this. Let's go up and take the land now. And so God, everyone else is going to perish except for Joshua and Caleb. So naturally, they're the two oldest people there. And they've been fighting many battles. And now we pick up in chapter number 13 where they're at in the battle. And this is what Joshua, he's the one that wrote this book. And he's speaking to God and he says this. He says, "Now Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years." But then look what he says here. He says, "And there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed." So Joshua is saying, "You know, God, I'm getting a little older. I'm thinking retirement here. You know, why don't I step aside and let someone else get involved?" And God says, "Yeah, you are getting older. You are getting stricken in years. But there's still a job to be done. The job's not over. We need everyone involved. We need continuation in order to get the job done." So why are we looking back at this historic event? Because it reminds me of the commission that God has called us to, church. You know, the theme of the conference is care to share. We need to care to share because we've been commissioned to take the gospel to the world. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 28. And I know this is very well known, but look at the similarities in the commission that was given to Joshua and the children of Israel and the commission that was given to us, the church. It says here in verse number 18, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." First of all, I see in verse number 18, God has commissioned us, but he has given us the authority to go. You know, the reason why I can go to China, the Chinese government says, "No, I don't want you in China. But I have the authority to go because Jesus says, I have all authority and I tell you to go."
Right.
And so we ought to obey God more than man. And so we have the authority to go and share the gospel. You know, those people today that we knocked on the door, they may tell me to get out and I'll respect that. But they can never say, "You don't have the authority to tell me the gospel." Mm-hmm. I can say, "Well, actually I do. I'll respect you because, you know, I want to love you and I'm going to have respect for what your wishes are. It's your property. But you can't tell me I don't have the authority to bring the gospel to you because I do."
Right.
And so you can always go in confidence knowing when you go and knock on someone's door, when you share the gospel with your coworker or with your neighbor, that you have the authority because Jesus says, "I have all authority." And with that authority, this is what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you to go, therefore. So not only does he give them the authority, but he also gives us the boundaries. He says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." The job is not done until all nations are reached. But the thing is, if we don't reach the gospel in our generation, then the boundaries continue to expand because there's a new generation coming up all the time. And so we need to do it in our generation because the boundaries will never be completed, because if we don't get the job done in our generation, then a new generation is coming up right after. And so we constantly be doing that. The job's not done until all nations have been reached, and they have not been reached. And so we still got to work on the job. But not only do we have the authority and the boundaries, we also have the same promise in verse number 20. He says, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." I'm so grateful that Jesus says that he will never leave me nor forsake me.
Amen.
And he gives you that same promise. You know, if Jesus asked you to do something, if he asked you to change your location and go somewhere else, you can know no matter where you go, he's going to go with you. You know, the Saunders, you know, they're willing to leave a prosperous ministry up in Montana and leave a place that was becoming very comfortable to them. But they know that Jesus is going with them no matter where they go, so they can have confidence where they go. We can do the same going to China. Our brother here that was willing to leave his comfort at Washington and then a new church in Houston, then he's willing to come to Austin and start a church here. I mean, that is we know that Jesus is with us no matter where we go, so we have that confidence. And he is worthy and able to do all that he says he's going to do. But we also need the same things that they needed. We need to have courage. And where do we get courage? You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We must be in the Word of God. The reason why many of us will lack the courage to take the gospel to the world, maybe that's you today. You know, you think, well, I can't share the gospel with my coworker. I can't share the gospel with my neighbor. I'm scared to do that. Get into the Word of God and find verses that will encourage you. You know, one of my favorite verses that really encourages me with and gives me the courage that I need to share the gospel is in 1 Peter chapter number 4. And this is just one of many, but as you read about this here, it says, "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye." So that means if someone, like they did today, we had some colorful words thrown at us today. We were reproached for the name of Christ, but we were happy about it. Why? Because for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Isn't that a great verse? That gives me courage. You know, because you know that no matter what happens at the end of the conversation, you brought glory to God.
Yes.
We brought glory to God today when we went out sharing the gospel with people. We do, and there's so many other verses. As you read about the God of the Bible, you know, he is such a great God. He is so worthy. He deserves glory. I can't wait to see Chinese people around his throne praising him for all eternity. And I'm asking God that he will use us to bring those people to him. And you can also do that as well. And because he deserves that glory. He created us for honor and for glory. And we ought to bring people to praise him. We need to get more people praising God because he's worthy of that. And as you read about him in the Bible, it gives me courage. As I read about how Jonathan and his armor bearer are willing to say, "Hey, let's go up and see what God will do through us." And when I read that, I'm thinking, "Yeah, God, I want to see what you will do through me. How can you use me?" When I read the life of Moses and how he had to deal with all those Israelites and they're complaining and murmuring, I think, "Well, I can do that too for God. God, can you use me that way?" And so we need to be in the Word of God. That will give you the courage to share the gospel with your neighbor, share the gospel with those around you. And also, as you read the Word of God, you will care to share. You will care about those that are lost and dying around the world. As our brother so wonderfully said, even though it has torn my heart apart, as we talked about those that their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know, he's going to say, "I depart from me, I never knew you." You know, we need to cry and be sad for those people now because I don't look forward to that day. That's going to be a horrible day. But we need the courage, and how we get that is through the Word of God. And as we read the Word of God, we will have that courage. But not only that, the Bible says that we need cooperation. You know, in so many different places, and I'll hit 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 14. The Bible tells us that every single one of us that's born again, we're ambassadors for Christ. So it's not just for a few of us. It's not just for the pastor. It's not just for a missionary to take the gospel to the world. It takes everybody. I mean, the Bible is very clear on that every single one of us is to be involved in getting the gospel to the world. You know, just like the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, they were very noble. They said, "We will go. We will do whatever he said. We'll leave our place of rest." And that's exactly what God's asking you and I to do. He's saying, "Will you know that you're saved. That's our place of rest. Will you get up and share the gospel with someone else? Will you give so that others can take the gospel around the world? Will you get involved?" If every single Christian would get involved, we could reach the world in our generation. Yes. It's mathematically possible. There's no doubt about it, but we all need to cooperate. And if we all cooperate, we can get the job done. So are you cooperating? That's the question tonight. And not only do we need courage, and I would ask you that as well. Do you have the courage? If you don't, get into the Word of God. It will give you the courage. If you're not cooperating, maybe tonight you would say, "God, I want to get involved. I want to do all that I can to get the gospel to the world." But not only that, we need continuation. One of my favorite verses in this is in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, it talks about the continuation. I know that many of you may have been serving the Lord for a time and you just thought, well, I'll let someone else do that. But the Bible is very clear here in 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, the therefore is there because there were some people that were saying that Jesus Christ hadn't really risen from the dead. But Paul makes it very clear that he has. And he talks about how important that is. If Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, then we need to do all that we can to tell people about that. You know, one of my friends and one of the Chinese pastors in Harbin, China, that was saved, he was asked if he wanted to be a pastor. He had been faithful to church. He was one of the faithful men that the missionaries saw. And so he asked him if he wanted to be a pastor. And it scared this young man. He went away for a while, but it was because he realized Jesus is resurrected. And if he's resurrected, I need to serve him. And so he committed to be a pastor, and he's doing a great job in Harbin, China. He's one of the many pastors that are there. The Chinese pastors are doing a great job. But he realized, just like this, but it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That verse right there tells me that we continue on until we die serving the Lord, however we can. Now, of course, we will change in the different ways that we do it, but we should always be involved. You know, there was my dad, he told me when he turned 70 years old that he received a jury duty notice. And in California, if you reserve a jury duty notice and you're over 70 or older, you can just say, I'll take a pass on that. I don't have to do it anymore because I'm 70 or older. That you can get a pass on that. But everyone younger than 70, you have to report to jury duty. But over 70, you don't have to do that. But there's nothing like that in the Bible. There's nothing in the Bible that says there's a certain age and then you don't have to be involved in getting the gospel to the world. And so we need continuation as well. And so if you're here tonight, maybe there was a time that you served the Lord, but now you realize that you haven't been doing that as much as you should, or you kind of decided not to do it as much. Well, you can get involved still. You can pray for your missionaries. You can give so missionaries can go. You can do different things. Ask your pastor how you can be involved in the ministry. But we all need to be involved in the ministry. So as we close with this, what do we learn from the book of Joshua, and what do we see as our commission? We see, first of all, that God has commanded us all to be involved, and that we all need to be involved. But what is that? He's given us the authority to go so we can go with full confidence. He set the boundary. The job is not done until everyone has heard it around the world. And he also tells us that he will go with us. But we need courage to do that. So if you lack courage here tonight, get into the Word of God. But maybe you're here that you thought, you know, that's someone else's job and you lack cooperation. Get that right with God tonight. Say, God, I want to get involved. I want to be involved in getting the gospel of the Word. How can I be involved? I can start praying for the missionaries. I can start giving so missionaries can go. I can start joining my pastor, knocking on Saturdays. You know, we can get out there and get it done. Everyone must be involved. But not only that, maybe you're here tonight and you just lack the continuation. Well, get that right with God too. Say, God, how can you use me at my age, whatever age that is? Let's pray. Father, I thank you, God, for this.